Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dirt and Sprague.
That was the conversation. Like, I mean, man, Oregon looks really good, and we know they're really good, but there's just not, you know, a quality win yet. And so, you know, Oregon's going to have some remaining games left, and we're going to find out, you know, how good Oregon is.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brendan Sprague.
Simpkins, help from the middle screen, goes around it, stops near the right mid post, throws it to Carter, left wing. Drew Carter misses a three, rebound, kicks long to Simpkins. Simpkins to the basket, he scores! 2.5 seconds on the game clock.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Yes. Happy Camel, happy Hump Day, everybody.
What is happening?
Well, despite the weather, it is Wednesday. We're halfway there.
It is, yeah. We're making it through. Yesterday wasn't too bad. Yesterday was all right.
No, yesterday was fine.
I got no overall complaints about yesterday. Late. I'm okay. You give me a block of the day where I can do something outside, I'll give you a thumbs up this time of year.
It's not so much the weather for me. It's more that I was driving in it when it started coming down.
Ah, it's not fun to do.
But it was 4:20, and it looked like it was 10 o'clock at night. And that's like, it throws me off every time.
Takes a couple of weeks to get used to it. I had that, first day was Sunday or Monday, whatever, after falling
right after,
back.
Yeah, we fall back.
Dude, that first evening where it's dark at 4 o'clock, it throws you for an absolute loop. Because you're looking outside like,
wait,
am I what?
Sunday night football hasn't even started yet. What's going on?
Did I miss it? What?
Does it make you more tired quicker, doesn't it?
It for sure does.
Like, aren't you getting tired earlier?
It makes
now?
Me eat dinner earlier. I'm like, we got to start cooking dinner. It's dark outside. It's 4 o'clock, dude. What are we doing? It's time to eat something, man. It's almost time to go to bed.
It's a good poll question. Does it make you more tired earlier when we do daylight savings time?
This is the one I
is it fall back? What are we on right now?
Yeah, we fall back. We're on Pacific Standard Time.
None of it makes sense. It's all stupid.
But when our clocks go forward, that's daylight savings time.
When we go forward, that is daylight savings because we're trying to have as much daylight
as we can save. Whereas now it's just called
Standard Time.
Now we're back where we're supposed to be.
Pacific Standard Time.
This is where it's at. Now we just got to pick one or the other and stay. I don't care if it's this one or the other one.
You
can debate whatever you want to debate. I don't care. Pick one and stick with it.
And I would argue, since it seems to be getting warmer, whatever phenomenon you believe is causing that to happen, we don't necessarily...
Keep your politics out of the show.
Get your political nonsense out of here, Jason Swigart.
Any thoughts on the vice president dying yesterday?
God. Comments on the mayor race in New York City? You want to touch on that in the opening segment today?
But if we're getting warmer on a general basis, we don't need the extra sunlight late in the day.
Ah.
Interesting.
We want sun to go down sooner.
Mm. So it cools off sooner. Okay.
So I can enjoy my summer evenings.
As a undecided voter in this case, that's a pretty strong argument. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Of what times you would rather stay in. That's a pretty strong argument.
So you want to stay right now.
Standard time.
You don't want to spring forward.
No.
No follow-up question. Are you a farmer?
No.
Well,
you're
you don't need
letter.
To hoe, do you?
Till 8 o'clock at night.
You're not out there hoeing.
Do they hoe at 8 o'clock at night?
I think they're hoeing at 8 o'clock at night.
Because I live next to a farm.
I'd imagine they are.
It's like an urban farm, but it's a sizable amount of land.
For your urban, is that where your urban hike? Over at the urban farm?
Right next to those concrete hills.
Yeah, sure.
But when they're like really doing crop stuff in the spring, summertime, they ain't out there till 8:30.
No.
And it's still light out. Yeah. So what are we doing it for? Who are we doing it for?
Start earlier.
Yeah.
Big Pharma. They got us again.
Now, wouldn't the farming idea, though, be springing forward brings daylight earlier in the day so they can start the farming early in the morning?
No, it delays it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually for the
springing
the
forward delay? Yeah.
We would, the three of us would see more daylight in the summer
if we didn't spring forward.
We kept standard time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess, touche, good point.
Yeah, it's for the...
Because it gets light even when you spring forward relatively early, so it would get light even earlier. Valid argument again.
It's supposed to be so they can work later, but I'm telling you, I live next to a farm.
They're not out there?
They ain't out there after like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm with you on the idea of those days when it's 95 to 100 and nothing cools off until 10, 10:30.
Let's get that sun down just a tad earlier. Yeah. And,
I'm voting for you. You got my vote.
Enjoy a cooler evening
my sticker
a little longer.
I'm voting for swag today.
I don't really understand why that would change anybody's opinion. I don't really care what time it is with the temperature. What does that matter?
You don't care about cooling off earlier?
What does it matter?
It means it cools off earlier.
It cools
That's
off
what it
when
matters.
It cools off, man. I don't need. It doesn't matter what
Look,
time it
not
is.
Not all of us are bougie with air conditioning over here. Some of us are relying upon opening our windows
you have
up.
No AC.
We got no AC,
Look
dude.
At you.
We got no AC.
You're going British on me.
So we open the windows, but you can't open the windows at 9 o'clock because it's still 97 degrees and it's still daylight out. Damn it! There's but if it was sundown and 85, I could open the windows up.
Weren't they supposed to like stop this? I thought there was a news article that said Oregon had voted to.
We've been doing this for 10 years.
Well, this is, again,
are we still doing the partnership with the two states?
I think you need an act of Congress in order to pass it. I think Washington, California, and Oregon are all in lockstep in doing it, but you need an act of Congress to get it through, I believe.
Well, we currently don't have a Congress.
No,
they're just choosing not to work at all.
There's that. No, Oregon did pass it, but they are doing it with Washington and California, and they have not yet passed their own state legislation declaring one thing or the other.
It'd be really funny if we just did it on our own and then Washington and California didn't, and anytime you drove to Vancouver, your clock changed an hour.
Well, there's counties
like
back in like Indiana and Illinois and different counties that
they
do
don't
observe
do
and don't observe.
So you go county to county and it's an hour difference. That's the strangest thing. In the same state, that would be really
that's
weird.
That's bizarre. That'd throw me off.
I'm going over to Clackamas County right now. It's 7:06 right now. Wait, what? That doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Arizona and Hawaii don't observe it, so I don't know what...
Well, Hawaii's so far back that I don't think they want to dabble with anything.
But Alaska observes it.
None of it makes any sense.
It really doesn't.
You really think you become an adult and all of everything will make sense, and then you become an adult and every other adult is also stupid, and none of it does make sense?
We don't know what the hell we're doing. We're just making it up as we go. Every state for their own, I guess, on time differences.
It really explains why my mom was a chain smoker and how many times she could never answer questions I had.
Hey, Mom, why is this the way it is?
I don't know, Brandon. Go back inside.
Okay. Now you're answering the same way to your kids. Hey, Dad, why do we spring forward?
Would you have preferred somebody lie to you and make something up and fill your head with something that you believed for and then found out it wasn't?
Mumbo jumbo.
Or just not get answered to. It's like, don't bring me that nonsense, kid.
You believe it till you're 35 and you're in an adult conversation. Well, that's why we do it. No, what? That's not true.
I don't know because
I lied to you my whole life.
I would imagine there were kids that had two parents in their houses that didn't get mad when they asked questions, but they still didn't have the right answer. So, like, would you rather be uneducated?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Uneducated or ignorant.
You know. Because if you got dismissed, eventually, if it still was that important to you, you would go find another means. You'd go find an encyclopedia or something.
You think we had an encyclopedia at my house?
They had one in the Sprague
house.
Library
card?
It was on the bookshelf. Bottom shelf. You had the encyclopedia there.
How was I going to get to the library? I didn't live next to the library.
Did you have a bicycle?
I was, dude, do you know where the Multnomah Library used to be where I lived?
I don't think middle school Sprague's going to
the library. I
didn't
want to go that far.
That's not your summertime activity. Hey, what are you doing on Tuesday? I'm going to the library.
Wasn't great, Bob. No. We didn't have a big library household. We didn't go to the library on the weekends.
What's not your activity?
We were a VHS cable family.
That's right. What's a TV dinner and what are we watching tonight?
Books? Damn what it. Are you talking about? I basically was Matilda.
I'm going to watch Stone Cold Steve Austin stunner somebody this weekend. That's what I'm doing.
Correct that. I was the brother in Matilda.
Yes.
I was the idiot watching television with my TV
You
dinner.
Weren't the overly educated kid.
No, I didn't have a lot of that.
But look at you now.
Yeah.
We all made it.
Talking, asking about daylight savings time on the radio.
Yeah, none of it still makes any damn sense. But it is throwing me off. It gets dark really early right now.
It does. It does. Yep. I passed out literally at the start of Thunder Clippers, 8 p.m. NBC, which, by the way, it was 8:17.
Jesus.
Oh, to be
because
fair.
Because of the slide.
What are we doing?
What was the first game?
It was Magic Hawks, and the Hawks just blew them out. Bain got ejected, but
so why did they slide to 8:17?
I don't know what started it, but it was 8:17 when they tipped off.
Has there been any players squawking yet? This seems like
it's not going to age well for the league. It's not good for viewership. Players aren't going to love it.
I don't think the players care because they're up late anyway.
Yeah, but what if it's a second? I mean, not that back-to-backs aren't already tough. If you tip off at 7, it's not that big of a difference. But like, if there is a back-to-back and you don't get done, and then you got to travel, and you're not getting in till 4 o'clock in the morning.
See, I think this is about us.
Yeah, more about fans.
I think the tip times are more.
It'll
us
be interesting
than them.
To see what. If there's noticeably, if the crowd, obviously the tickets are going to get sold, but what does a crowd look like at the start of a third quarter
when it's Portland has 9:45, 10 o'clock at night?
It's like the 22nd. They play Phoenix on 8 o'clock. Peacock game. I'm curious to see, like, fourth quarter is legitimately going to be almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's one thing if it's a Friday night or a Saturday night. It's another thing to have it on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday night, and if the game is look, if it's a blowout, everybody's bailing. That's fine. But if it's a, you know, if
it's a good competitive
five-point game at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, but the East Coast people do this. This is their life.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be our life, damn it. We got it better than they do on the West Coast. We got better tip times and kick times. We don't got to wait till 10 o'clock at night.
Like, imagine being the morning host in New York and Monday Night Football's kicking off at 8:20 your time.
You never watch the end of the game.
But you have to.
Yeah.
What if it's a crazy game?
Wake up and watch it the morning before the show.
Fast
forward through it.
Probably watch the first half, tape it, and then have it on when they wake up. Or
yeah, I think it'd be a split show where one person...
I'm going to bed.
...is asleep by the second quarter, not even halftime, the second quarter. And the other person's like... I'm sleep deprived. I was up until almost midnight.
I don't want to die when I'm 47, man.
Well, you're going to die
when you're 47. And Cowboys and Cardinals are not worth it.
Yeah, it's the 18th. They play Tuesday the 18th against Phoenix at home. That's a Peacock game. That's at 8 o'clock tip.
I mean, I had this last night with the Oregon game. I was like, hey, let's check out the Ducks. And then they went on like a 5-minute scoreless run in the first half where nobody made a shot. And I thought, this is why this sport sucks. And then it was tight competitive. But it was like, I think that game went to halftime at 9 o'clock almost, basically.
It was 8:40 because I was listening to it driving home from the Pilots game.
Yeah, it was late last night.
And I was, but I got home. I had something to eat. I was doing a few things to catch up, so I didn't come here completely blind in the morning and watch the second half and watch the Ducks almost blow a 14-point
They almost
half
did, lead. Yeah, they almost lost.
They tried.
I woke up to the score. I didn't watch the game. I don't care about Hawaii.
Oh, I don't blame me at all.
I also will tell you this. They're going to lose like 4 of their first 9 games.
They're,
Duck fans will freak
they
out
got
again,
issues and, until Jackson Schellstad gets back to run that
same
offense.
Story here every year.
Here we go.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
We're not going to be good this year.
Might not be a tourney team. Uh-oh. Oh, is Dana still a good coach?
Then they'll get like 4th in the Big Ten. They'll dabble with the championship. They'll make the tournament. They'll win 2 games. They might win more. That's their season every year until the day that we die.
That's about it. Slow start, strong finish, Sweet 16. See you next year. That's what they do. Rinse and repeat.
That sport sucks just in total. I cannot really get into it. I watched Arizona, Florida the other day.
Yeah.
And yesterday I turned, and I just can't get into it.
You didn't watch Texas Duke yesterday?
No.
In the
you know why? I don't know any of these players.
Not to mention it was on ESPN. Well, so it probably wasn't in your right pay tier package.
You're probably not wrong.
You still can't watch ESPN.
No. Hold the door. Hold on.
Don't give in.
Hold the line.
It's so bad. I forgot how old Nate Biddle looks. That was a fun reminder of like, Jesus, this guy looks like he's 49 playing with 18-year-olds.
How about doing morning radio for 20 years and getting no sleep? Nate Biddle, come on down.
What he looks like, man. He's holding on to the hair. As somebody who's slowly balding and trying to contemplate what's the best way to look the least amount of bald, I give props to Nate Biddle for like, I don't care, man. He's got it completely gone in the back. There's a little frizz in the front. It doesn't look good, but he's holding on.
He doesn't care.
He does not care.
I appreciate that about Nate Biddle.
Making decent money to play college hoops. It's probably where his basketball career is going to end, but what the hell, man?
You know, he might be 35 years old for all we know. We haven't seen a birth certificate.
I want to check those numbers. I want to see what year Nate Biddle was born. Can we confirm what year he was born?
He's an 80s baby, isn't he?
He has to be an 80s baby. He looks like he's 45, he really man. Does. It doesn't make any damn sense.
Well, we got a lot to get to today. NFL trade deadline. We got Lucy Burge.
Yes.
We got the dirty poll on a hump day.
Yeah.
What's going to be the better top 12? The dirty poll? Or the college football playoff rankings.
Ooh, have to wait and find out on that one.
See if how much beef Dirt's got.
Do you guys, I know they did sort out who the group of six team was, but like.
They don't know yet. They just stuck a team in there.
They had to have one team in the back end of the top 25.
Did you guess Memphis?
I guessed Memphis, yeah. Memphis.
I had Oregon at 8. You had them at 7. They were 9.
Yeah. They were 9.
How about that?
Yeah. I said 7. Yeah, 7 was not true. They ended up being 9.
I didn't have really any emotional swings about how the rankings came out. I thought it was fine.
I had one. I had one pretty big one.
Okay.
One pretty big one that pissed me off.
It's going to be the same one that everybody has because, of course, here they are. Not deserving in any way, but God forbid.
Oh, who is it? You don't even know who I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about.
You do? Okay.
I know you well enough to guess who you're talking about.
Okay.
So we'll get to that today. Hopefully we have an NFL guest for the trade deadline reaction. I'm working on that right now for the show. And we got Statter Story as well. We're going to start with villain or not. Villain or not. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I want to dive into the NFL trade deadline stuff. A couple trades happened after we turned our microphones off. And I know everybody's seen the trades and whatnot, but I want to discuss it with you today, Andy.
A couple of points of correction, too, by the way.
Sure.
People are saying that Ontario, Oregon stays on Mountain Time, so we have that in our state?
No, they're actually in the Mountain Time Zone.
They're like right on the border of our state. They're basically in Idaho.
It juts into Oregon right down there.
Well, there you go.
So there's a difference between being in different time zones.
Sure.
And different and choosing counties to be choosing a different to time. Observe yeah. daylight savings time.
It's also really weird that that's where, and I'm sure there's some scientific reason of that's the, why does
it's
the cutoff
sun,
line?
Why, that's why, science, the sun.
And we, you know, follow the border, but anyways, I digress.
Well, they're in the mountains.
That's, yeah. of course, you know. And people saying that farming was never the reason for daylight savings back in the day.
How
I didn't
that?
Know this. It was originally done to help with energy saving during wartime, brought back in World
that?
War II,
God.
Instituted nationwide, and then permanently in the 1970s during the energy crisis.
You know what?
And we've just stuck with it.
Let me just say.
The more you know.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say.
You know.
I'm sorry.
Look at us educating people. Today.
My family told me it was about farming growing up. My family's stupid. So I think we've clarified all of that.
We're all learning and evolving as we go.
So I wanted to talk NFL trade deadline, but I have to start with something. So I was sure. going to NFL pages of different websites that I love to read.
Yeah.
See all the different trade grades and
Ooh,
whatnot.
I love a good trade grade.
However, something kept being thrown on my NFL page. On multiple sites, and I'm like, why is this one of the top stories? On the day when this team traded a first, and this team traded multiple firsts, and this team made a move, why is this story in my top stories? Do you know what the story was?
What was the story, Bob?
I want to ask a real question. Did we find out Tom Brady is actually an evil villain?
I mean, I think we've always kind of known that. He's had evil villain vibes for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
All the,
that's
the
fair.
Surgeries that he's had.
The surgeries, the hair.
The look, the fake hair.
The choosing groom? Football over Giselle. Yeah. The anti-strawberry stuff. He's
yes.
dabbling with the Saudis now as if that's not any conflict or weird stuff.
Go play flag football over there. Let's grow the game. Yeah, that's why you're doing it, Tom.
He's an owner who then takes
broadcast.
All the money from Fox yeah. to broadcast.
$500 million deal.
Let's add the weirdest of all of it.
Sucks at his job.
This is the weirdest one.
What came up? What prompted this?
Tom Brady had to send out a statement declaring that his dog is a clone.
Yeah, he cloned his dog. Cloned his family dog. And now he's a partner with the company that clones dogs.
So that's why he had to send out a statement. He had to address that he is an investor in a cloning company that the website describes it as trying to fix extinction with animals.
Got to be honest with you, man. I'm pretty tired of Tom Brady. Pretty tired. This guy ruined the NFL for 20 years. His team cheated. He deflated footballs. He was a constant in my entire... He's been a constant my entire life. He retired, and I thought, finally, a breath of fresh air. Tom Brady's now out of my life. He's going to go do something stupid.
You thought we'd never see
he's
him again?
He's going to have some dumb venture with the weird guru, Alex Guerrero, who's been like banned by all medical doctors.
Don't forget that
hospitals.
Guy.
He's not allowed to work with anybody, but Tom Brady swears by him.
Man.
He's going to go eat his, you know, grass wheat shots or whatever the hell he's doing and have 18 more plastic surgeries on his face, and he's going to fade into the abyss. And now he was ruining my Sundays, being a terrible broadcaster, and he's cloning animals, which is just evil villain behavior that I can't get behind. I love my dog as much as anybody loves their dog on this planet. We all love our dogs. When it's time for them to go, it's time for them to go. This is technology we should not be dabbling in. This is the equivalent of, and we talked about this, was it last week for the Magic Hat of the AI dead wife hanging around your house?
Suzanne Summers.
The Suzanne Summers
AI
one.
Clone.
Now that
you
one.
You guys said okay to that.
I allowed it because of the idea that two people often die relatively close together, and if it keeps the other person hanging around for a few more years, they've been married for 60 years. You have a dog for what? How long did he have this family dog?
10 years, 12 years, 10 to 15.
Right, and you love your dog. It rips your heart out when they die. Everybody goes through it at some point in life, and I'm dreading every day I think about it, and it makes me genuinely sad. But never in a million years would I contemplate, why don't I draw a little bit of his blood and get the same dog again?
Yeah, because Swag
and
I
really weird.
Both lost our dogs roughly in the same time, and we had similar breeds.
You did?
Mine was half of his breed, but he had a similar dog. I never at any one point have ever thought, and I've had a couple great dogs. My first family dog was a golden retriever, one of the greatest dogs of my life. I've never contemplated the idea of, like, I want to clone the dog.
No.
Isn't that what makes the dog unique?
Yeah, dogs have very unique personalities.
Now, I was very different on you guys on the Suzanne Summers thing. Like, once I found out it's about money, too, and licensing, I'm
like...
That
was gross. It's not good.
Well, I just...
Well, yeah, that's where I drew the line. I was like, okay, is this guy just... They were married forever.
But you're not talking to the person. This is where I disagree with you. You're like, you're generating a fake version of them, no matter how they sound or... If the answers are something they'd say.
Maybe they're old and senile and they don't know the difference.
Well, he's not old and senile. Well, he's a super rich dude.
He is very old. I don't know if he's senile or not, but he's very old.
My point is, like, we need to stop holding on to stuff or acting as if what we had is going to be exactly the same if we do it again.
You got to learn how to grieve.
There's no way that dog he has. I don't care that it's a clone and it looks the same.
Yeah. No chance.
That dog ain't acting the same.
The personality is totally different. You can clone the looks of it, but you can't clone the personality of a dog.
I'm out on this.
It's weird. Here,
by the way, you know who also described their genetic company as like fixing things? John Hammond.
Yeah.
How'd that turn out?
Not
now there's dinosaurs all over the world.
Not good.
Eating people. Innocent people are dying.
Lawyers are getting eaten on a toilet.
It's unbelievable.
Not good for anybody.
No. Nobody wants to see this.
I'm so tired of this guy. Can he go away? Can we just send him to Saudi Arabia? Like, can we just boot him out of the country?
He might probably has property there.
He probably does. Just go. Stop ruining the NFL. Stop being weird. Stop getting plastic surgery. We don't need you in our life anymore, Tom Brady.
You know,
go get your family back, dude. Focus on things that matter.
Our guest at 9 a.m., Lucy, she's a Boston-based gal.
She's a Tom Brady groupie.
Oh, she's one of the people that's like fully like, I would be Jordan Hudson if I was allowed the opportunity.
Yes, for Bill Belichick services. I will do that.
I don't really know if that's true, but like she totally gets it, is what I would say.
Yeah.
My point is like Tom Brady is probably her all-time crush. And I want to ask her, like, these kinds of stories have to make you go, thanks for having a moment in my life.
Thanks for the Super Bowls. This is weird.
You're weird.
You've lost my support now in this case.
Let me ask people out there, and maybe we're way off. We were already off on daylight savings time. Would you clone your dog?
Yeah.
Would you want to do this?
What's the weirder one? The people that clone their dogs or the people that do like the taxidermy thing and like stuff it and put it on a mantle? What would you do first with your animal?
I've actually never...
Because I think I would stuff mine first.
Have you seen a person actually do that?
No, mainly movies and TV shows. And I don't know if anybody actually does it.
I would assume somebody's
But if you gave
done.
Me one of the two options, I would say, you know, I'll stuff it, put it on a mantle somewhere and let it hang out. I'm not saying it's not weird, but I'd rather do that than try and
clone it.
Genetically find the same dog.
Did anybody ever watch Pet Cemetery?
That's a great pull by you. Yeah. How does that end?
Doesn't end well.
I love that this company, too, their claim is we're trying to fix extinction amongst other goals.
Yeah,
stop it.
You're liars.
It's a $10 billion company. Get the hell out of here.
You're going to recreate a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's going to be in a cage, and it's going to get crazy, and it's going to break out when your power goes out. Next thing you know, you're in a Jeep driving away at 55 miles an hour hoping that it doesn't eat you. I know how this goes. We've seen the movie. Fix extinction. You're not going to fix extinction.
They're claiming they're bringing back the dire wolf.
Oh, this is that company.
This is that company.
By the way, they didn't bring the dire wolf back. It's like 0.00001% dire wolf. It's not even a dire wolf, but the headlines were all like,
it's a slightly bigger husky.
It's a dire wolf. It's like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Stop it.
No, it's not a woolly mammoth.
I think he's a villain, dude.
He's absolutely a villain.
I totally forgot about the Guerrero part of my show notes.
He's a skeezy dude. He has been for
a
long
cat
time.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
No, he's probably offended if he sees anything bald, given his hair treatment.
He without a doubt is. He's also to the point where his face isn't going to move in 6 years.
No.
Like, he's one of those guys that's refusing to age, and he's trying to claim it's all natural. It's like, dude, you're shoving needles so far up your cheek. Those bones are stuck in place. You're not going to be able to smile in 5 years.
He could be our male Chris Jenner.
It very well could be.
You know what I mean? 70 years old, yeah. And you're like, what?
What happened to you,
that
man?
That doesn't make any sense.
This does not look the way it's supposed to look.
Yeah, he's going to be in our lives until we die. He's going to outlive us.
He absolutely
and
will.
And he's going to clone himself before he dies, so he'll just stay here.
Come back as another quarterback and dominate the NFL for another 15 years and win 9 more Super Bowls.
Somebody found a photo of his like first 2 years, because if, man, you want to talk about, you guys are saying a lot about Tom Brady. Go look up his first 2 year photos.
His pudgy, balding.
Like, go look it up.
No. Dude, this guy had so much work done.
If somebody had a picture of that, his face photo for the team.
Oh, I remember the photos from his combine work.
And then,
like
next to Drake
Dad bod Kershaw.
And it said basically, I think Tom Brady has actually already cloned himself. And it was a photo of Drake May next to him. I'm like, oh my God, they do kind of look alike, old version of Tom Brady.
Is there anybody out there that still likes Tom Brady? Is anybody like, yeah, Tom Brady?
I was a big Tom Brady guy.
You were.
The last couple years have not, they've not gone well.
Nobody gets excited when he's on the call of a game. You're not like, hey, at least he's going to, you know, be good at this job. And I got to watch all these Fox commercials with some mechanic wearing 7 rings. What if you had all the football information that Tom Brady had? Why does a broadcaster get commercials? Shouldn't you be good at your job before you get commercials as a broadcaster?
ESPN puts their broadcasters in commercials. We have Neil Everett in a commercial on the Blazer game.
I mean, that's different. That's not just touting Neil Everett's the greatest broadcaster of all time. Well, he's just in the commercial for the Blazers. That's what he's doing.
That's football.
This is
knowledge.
Touting like, this guy's a genius. You got to watch the Fox NFL on Sundays because he'll tell you something you never heard before. No, he won't.
They paid him like $400 million.
Yeah, that's their fault. Stop shoving commercials down my throat.
Also,
he's ruining football still.
I also, at a break room, would get up and leave if I had a coworker that's constantly telling me about how you beat a cover two. I'd be like, dude, shut up.
Shut up, dude.
Go coach high school. Get out of my life.
I don't care that you play Madden on your weeknights, all right? I don't care.
Tom Brady's a villain. NFL trade deadline. It was a little bit of a doozy. We'll get to that coming up next. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's been a journey so far. We're 36 minutes into this adventure of ours. Would you clone your dog? Yes or no? At Dirt and Sprague, you can vote on social media if you're on social media. If you're not, I don't blame you, but you could vote there. I voted no.
Yeah, I would not do it. We had one listener who chimed in and said that they would. They love their dog and the way their dog looks, and I understand that the personality won't be the same, but I love the look of the dog.
Can't you get that? I mean, I don't know what kind of breed your dog is, but like, is it such a unique dog you can't get the same look of a dog?
I don't know the answer to that.
Or is it like a rare, like, it's black and they're normally white and brown? Like, what's, I need a follow up on that, because you are acknowledging it's not the same dog.
Yes, he's acknowledging that the personality will not be the same, and he understands that it's all about the look of the dog.
See, here's the follow up to it. Like, not only answer those questions we've thrown at you, then answer this.
Yeah.
What if the clone's an a-hole dog?
It could totally
and now
could be.
It looks like your old dog.
Is it going to ruin your thought of the old dog?
Now you're kind of like, dude. Now, are you going to sit there with any kind of regret? And I think there's a possibility you say yes.
I think so.
I'm out. Yeah. I mean, I'm out in general. I don't fundamentally believe in cloning.
No.
We have a limited amount of time on this rock.
Yes, we do. There's also a lot of dogs that need to be rescued, too. There's a lot of dogs who are in shelters that, you know, could use a home. And so that's the other part of this angle. I'm also not somebody who wants to have the same dog their entire life.
Yeah, I want different. I want variety.
To dabble.
Yeah. I've had different breeds. I've had Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a Australian Shepherd Lab kind of mix. The one before that was a American Eskimo and a Shiba Inu mix.
Yeah.
Like, I love all the varieties.
You got to taste all the flavors and see what you like the best. How do you know that this is the best dog? There could be a better one out there.
The next one has to be one that doesn't shed. I am on a real run of dogs that shed. And, man, my socks, they come out of the dryer and it's still covered in hair. I don't know what to do.
It's everywhere,
I have a problem on
it
my
It is
hands.
Everywhere. I've already decided next dog will be one that does not shed. I'm not dealing with this again.
Unbelievable. NFL trade deadline. Man, it was active yesterday. There were a ton of trades.
8 deals on the deadline day, and there were a few
that came in barely at the wire. The Chargers got an offensive
Chargers
lineman.
Chargers got an offensive lineman.
So it's like, hey, they didn't do anything. Wait a minute. Yeah, they did.
Was there one in particular that stood out? If you were to do a trade grade, is there one for you that, like, home run?
Home run?
Is there, because I think I've landed on.
I view it more, the bigger takeaways was the negative side of it, of like, you did that for that much?
Well, the Jets,
that was more my reaction, which I've actually thought that was smart for them. Now, if you're a Jets fan, there's nothing encouraging, because as long as Johnson & Johnson owns your team, there's probably no hope alive there. I also don't know if your head coach is any good. He did the peacock strut, and it kind of backfired on him. He's only got one win. It's not all his fault. His team sucks, and they desperately need a quarterback, but I look at them as an organization that's nowhere near winning. They've been dysfunctional. Hmm. These star players that they've had have led to literally no success. And so why would you not just kind of, you know, hit the reset button a little bit, pick up some draft picks and try and rebuild that way and say, hey, new front office, new head coach. We trust these people to get it right this time. Do I have faith that they will? No, they're the Jets. They've been irrelevant outside of 2 years of my entire life, essentially. But I at least like the idea there. The biggest takeaway for me was the amount that teams were willing to give up for certain players that if they win, we're going to laugh at these takes on trade deadline day, right? Like if the Colts go to an AFC title game or to a Super Bowl and God forbid win one, nobody's going to look back and say, oh my God, you gave up 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner and A.D. Mitchell, who I know has not been very good. He's in his second year. He had the fumble in L.A. I kept going back to that and saying, that's a lot to give up for a guy who I think is a really good corner when healthy, but he just signed a 4-year, $120 million extension. There's a lot there. And then the other one would have been the other Jets trade. Like, the Cowboys didn't want to pay Micah Parsons. You got some draft capital in return, and then you turned around and trade the draft capital for another expensive defensive lineman and gave up one of the first-round picks to go get him, when I don't think that's the difference between you winning and losing. And I thought the whole argument of getting rid of Parsons was, we're paying our quarterback so much money, we're paying CeeDee Lamb so much money, we want to have guys on rookie deals, and now you just picked up an expensive D-tackle.
There was a report that they were trying to maybe trade Parsons for Williams in the offseason when they were looking to move Parsons, and that didn't end up happening. The thing on Quinnen Williams is Quinnen Williams is a really good football player.
Very good football player.
But like, who would you rather have, Micah Parsons or Quinnen Williams?
Right.
And like, that's kind of where I do think Quinnen Williams is a good football player. He's young right now. I think he can help them. I don't think he changes their circumstance this season that much. This is obviously going to be, hey, what do you do next year? How they didn't address their secondary issues is wild to me. Like, you just went and got a DT and you gave up a player, a second, and a first for it. This just, to me, shows, it's another example, not that we needed one, of, I don't think the Cowboys understand how to do business in the NFL.
No, I don't think they have any idea. They're just kind of making it up as they go.
Is that fair to say, like,
yes, it's the Cowboys.
Whether you like the Cowboys or not, is it not fair to just say out loud, if you didn't already have the opinion, they don't understand, like, value.
No.
They don't understand contracts.
No, they're horrible at it.
Where are they great?
Marketing? PR?
I don't even think they're great at marketing. The networks just bend over and continue to say, let's the Cowboys. Like, I don't even think they'd market anything. What do they do? Yeah. They don't do anything.
Yeah, I thought the whole idea of trading Parsons that I could have actually believed in a little bit was just, we need to reset defensively with guys on cheaper contracts. And we got all these first-round picks now.
A second this year and a first in 27 year. Is, yeah. Man, Quinnen Williams better produce statistically. Otherwise, you're going to be like, what are you doing?
The Cowboys, I mean, we don't know how their year's going to go next year. That could end up being a top 10 pick. Let's not sit here and act like they're a surefire team.
Well, it's not until 27 the first.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying for next year, like, we have no guarantee the Cowboys are going to win 12 games next year.
If Dak gets hurt again.
They're below 500 right now. Right. Do we think they're taking a big jump next year? Are they the same team? Is that the 11th overall pick in the draft? And then where does that second round pick end up being this year? Again, they're below 500. They just lost a Jacoby Brissett on Monday night. Now, they'd probably try and argue Quinnen Williams will help us win some games, which maybe he will. He's a very good player. I'm not trying to act like he's not. He's only 28 years old, so he's still relatively young. I didn't quite understand that strategy. I thought the thought process was, we like our quarterback, we like our offense, let's draft some defensive players and kind of restart on that side of the ball, and then you just gave up a huge draft capital to go get Quinnen Williams.
One move I really, really liked because I think it's a good fit, and another big win, we can talk at the Sauce Gardner trade as well. That happened kind of the tail end of our show, but the trade deadline was yesterday. We'll dive into the in and out of the trades and the NFL stuff today, obviously, on the show. But a move I really liked, and I think it's going to pay off, and another move that's probably going to haunt everybody. So we'll get to that coming up next. Dirt and Sprague 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We got a hump day edition of the Dirty Poll coming up here at the top of the hour. Which poll will be better, the top 12 Dirty Poll or the top 12 college football poll? We'll comp them and we'll put a poll question up on it.
Now, question.
Yeah.
Was this week's Dirty Poll concocted prior to
following
the release of the college football
ranking? It was. I do actually have some unfortunate news for you, though. I'm not going to criticize him too much because he's doing unbelievable work behind the scenes for us.
No graphic?
Our guy Jake forgot to make the graphic.
Okay.
But I have to give it to him so he can make the graphic. Yeah. So I sent him the email yesterday. He said he was on it, and it slipped through his cracks. So we don't have a graphic today, but it was indeed made
prior to the release
prior to the CFP
of the
ranking.
Rankings.
Yes.
Dirt wanted to make sure that was the answer. I'll say that much about his Dirty Poll. He wants to make sure he has it first.
We're not going to be influenced by other polls here at the Dirty Poll. The Dirty Poll is an independent commission. We lock ourselves in a room on Saturday night after all the games are done, and we go over the film and the tape and the numbers, and we concoct our top 12.
So we mentioned this trade because it happened before the deadline. Again, keep this for the NFL playoffs because this guy's going to get a monster sack at a worst moment for the fan base. Jalen Phillips to the Eagles is going to wreck me.
Yeah, it's just, we can't let them get away with this again.
But they do.
They do.
And Jair Alexander is going to get a tipped interception and we'll go, oh, he's good today.
Oh,
how about that?
I thought he sucked now. Nope. He doesn't suck anymore.
And they got him for nothing because, it's worthy of taking a flyer.
What was it, a sixth round pick, I think?
So the Eagles are always going to be probably at the top of the list for people of like, who won the trade deadline?
Yeah, it's inevitable, dude.
You're not wrong on your Colts take. I do think there's a world that exists where both things are true. If you don't win the Super Bowl, it's not to say it was a failure of a season if you got to an AFC title game. That's a great year.
It's an unbelievable year for them.
And it's a season that people never forget in their lives, man.
I think it's more so you'll think about it. If they make the playoffs and lose their first game, if they have the Viking season and you're like, and you gave up two first-round picks for this, and I think that's when you start to
question. I think both are true. If you go look at advanced metrics, Sauce Gardner is pretty good when he plays.
Without a doubt.
But he gets hurt, and I've seen him kind of get torched a little bit, and you got to wonder about the age and the longevity of the position, and I have a take that has not aged well at all, and I'm sure Chief fan has never forgotten it. I question, what was the Chiefs defense going to become if L'Jarius Sneed left? And he went to Tennessee, he got a contract, the Chiefs were like, we're not going to pay you.
We'll be fine.
Have you heard anything about L'Jarius Sneed? No, because you don't watch the Titans games.
Because they're irrelevant.
Because here's where I've concluded. I know how important the cornerback position is, so don't poo-poo what I'm about to say. I just think so many other elements of defense is important that I don't know where paying a cornerback is on my priority list when you're navigating salary cap stuff. But the quarterback is not very expensive. Even if they re-sign him, he won't be expensive. This could end up being a good move in the long term, but if they do lose in the divisional round, you are going to look at two firsts and go, ooh, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be 1 year, right? Like, I think you got to give him a little bit of runway here and say it's not boom or bust this season. He's on a four-year deal, so let's see how it goes over the time of the contract. So that's one that's just in the back of my mind. I'm wondering how we look at that trade 2 years from now. And if he's an impact player and they're winning games and they're going on playoff runs, by all means, it was worth it. I'm not saying you got to win a Super Bowl in order for the trade to be worth it. I just think there needs to be some level of postseason success, and the defense has to be a part of that. Because two first-round picks for a corner is a lot.
It's a massive
I mean, it's similar to the thing from draft night that we all said of, like, you're trading next year's number one pick or first-round pick for Travis Hunter?
Yep.
A guy that you're not quite sure what position he's going to play, and, like, you tell me you want to give up a future one because you think you have found your franchise quarterback. That doesn't usually work out for teams, but, hey, by all means, that's a very important position. You're talking about a guy that's a 60-40 player on one side of the ball and the other, and he might not be elite or number one level at either spot, and you gave up a first-round pick to get that? That's a bad trade.
The trade I really liked, because I think the player is a little underrated, the Seahawks getting Rashid Shaheed is...
That was huge.
And it, we got the draft compensation after the show. The Saints will get a fourth and a fifth, which, I'm fine with that swing. So here's the thing. Cooper Kupp is out right now. Horton had a nice little game for himself against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. And Jackson Smith and Jigba has been the best receiver probably in the NFL this year. And so you add Shaheed, who's 27, and he's already familiar with the offensive system of Kubiak because he played under it last year.
Yep.
I really love this move. If I'm a Seahawks fan, one, Brady wrote a blurb about them of, like, they don't go all in at the deadline. They're not kind of that. I think in the history of John Schneider, I'll go look if I can find the story, but I think Brady had said the number of trades he's made, and I don't believe it wasn't a very high number.
No, it doesn't seem like it over the years.
So for them to say, look, Cooper Kupp's banged up right now, and he's a little older.
Yeah.
Horton has been a nice addition as a rookie.
But can you rely on him week in and week out as a rookie?
We need a little more stability there. I really like this move for Seattle. This is interesting, too. When you look at the, where is this? The Football Power Index gives Seattle an 84% chance to make the playoffs. So almost saying, like, they're guaranteed.
Yeah.
And a 5% chance at winning the Super Bowl. When you're in those kind of odds, and that's kind of where the Colts are too, right, to be fair, I have no problem with you taking a swing. We can argue about value of pick and all, and maybe the Colts will end up being right in this and they win the Super Bowl, but two firsts, vastly different than a fourth and a fifth.
Without a doubt.
And so that's where, like...
Not to mention the contract aspect of it too. Like, Sauce has a four-year, $120 million dollar deal.
Well, and this is where why I like it is, like, anytime you're an opposing fan of a team and the team makes trade and it makes you go, damn.
You think it was a good deal.
You think it's a good deal. And I'm a Niner fan, and so I can't help but see the Seahawks do that. And I'm like, damn.
Damn it, that's a good trade.
It's a good trade. Shaheed's good. I like Shaheed. Yeah. I think he's a good football player. So that, you know, I don't know, like, of all the moves, sometimes the moves we don't even discuss on the shows end up paying off big. Maybe Jacoby Myers to the Jags will be a big get.
Sure.
But I think overall, like, where I land is... I really like that move. I thought that was a smart transaction by Seattle to add depth to a position that, given Sammy D another weapon, he's already off to a great start.
I mean, that was the fear when they signed Cooper Kupp, was that he's a guy who's been injury-riddled, he's older, he's not quite the same player that he was. They were hoping he could maybe turn back the clock for a year or two, and maybe he does, right? Maybe he comes back at the back end of the year. There's not as much pressure on him now to return and to come in and be a guy that maybe you give him a little more runway. So I like that idea of this trade. And also, like, when you're defensively game planning against Seattle, the entire game plan is about slowing down the number one wide receiver in the NFL. And all of the eyes and all of the attention are going to go on JSN. And even with that being said, it hasn't mattered. He's still torching everybody, and he seemingly is open by 10 yards every time they throw him the football. He's having a historic season that might go on to break records at the end of the year. But now you add another guy who is a speedster, who is a deep threat, who can take the top off of a defense. Mm-hmm. Don't read too much into his numbers, especially this year in New Orleans. Their quarterback play has been horrendous, and so I don't know what receiver would put up numbers in that offense with that quarterback play. And so that's one that I think is not, in terms of wide receivers, he maybe isn't a household name, but you'll look back on in a couple of weeks and be like, God, he's always open, or he's getting single coverage on the other side because they're double teaming JSN. And now if you get Horton to come on and he continues to play well, then you got a trifecta at wide receiver.
Well,
and
not to mention Kupp is
and
reliable.
If Kupp comes back in the back, exactly, right? He's a guy who can do underneath stuff and little short stuff on third down. Like, all of a sudden, that wide receiver room, a handful of months after trading DK Metcalf, a guy we thought, well, okay, you're going to get rid of DK? Third round pick? All right, let's see how this works out for you. Mm-hmm. Now you feel great about the wide receiver room. And I think the point that you make about the familiarity, if I can talk in the offense, is one of the key parts of why that's a good deal.
Yeah, it just makes sense. Kubiak's familiar. He knows how to use him. He's one of those rare, too, like, you sometimes get confused because his number makes it feel like a running back.
Yeah. Yeah, being 22
receiver is weird.
It throws you off for sure.
It's odd.
When you see it on the outside.
It took me a full season to 22. Put that in my brain that, like, just, that's not a running back.
They put him in the slot?
But they do kind of use him like a McCaffrey-like player a lot. So
yeah, he's versatile.
I thought that was a good move by Seattle. Yeah. You add a little addition, booster up the offense.
The biggest loser at the deadline was Breece Hall. Breece Hall was like, please get me out of here, please. And then they didn't trade him.
Keep an eye on the Jets, man.
You're gonna have to.
I don't
the
like
rock.
That owner, but they at least were like, "Hey, none of this
picks.
Is good. Let's get out. Let's get some capital. They've got picks now. They're lined up to get a quarterback."
If I'm Breece Hall, I'm just like stubbing my toe on my coffee table out of the house this morning and being like, "Damn it, I broke my toe. I'm done for the next month. I can't play. Sorry, guys."
Loaded second hour. The college football playoff rankings were released yesterday. We'll talk about that, but we kick off the second hour with the Dirty Poll on a Hump Day edition. Dirt's Top 12 in College Football Hour 2. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.